How we doing?
Good morning. What have you seen from Brian Hoyer this whole offseason in this camp? And obviously he is your starter. What have you seen from him?
Well, he's been consistent, showing up first every day, taking the coaching, going out there and communicating between not only just coach to player, player to coach, but also player to player, and getting on the same page with each position. I mean, as a new player at any position, you know, there's a lot on your table right away, not only just learning the scheme, but also familiarizing yourself with your teammates. And, you know, he's done that. He's been first class with the way he's approached it, too. Well, I think with each player, you know, that's a good point, because whether it's a running back, that particular running back that's in the game, or that particular tight end, quarterback, how you bring it up, or receivers, depending on how many of them are, I think you got to maximize their talents and what their strengths are. So it's a lot of time in there prepping for the game, because we want to make sure we put the players in the best position.
What do you think about Fitzpatrick saying this week he learned more under you and Bill in 1 year than he had the rest of his career? And can you do that with Hoyer too?
I mean, we put a lot of time into meeting with the quarterbacks, no matter what, starter, backup, you know, first year guy. And we take a lot of pride in it. You know, each rep out in practice is very difficult going against our defense. We got a lot of different situations. So, you know, we take pride in giving them the best tools that they can go out there and execute. It's not always perfect, but, you know, we're going to put the time in so that they have the opportunity.
George, what have you seen from Chase Prosh, and why do you value the fullback, whereas some offenses, you know, it's not on the way of the dinosaur, but, it, you know, it's kind of a shrinking position around the league?
It is, to a degree. I would say that the fullback in any offense brings an element of toughness, if you can, you know, do your job well. And so that's one thing he's done. He's been able to block for us well. Can't tell you he's going to be out there 60 plays a game, but that's definitely an element of the offense that, from a defensive standpoint, having to get ready for a physical player, you know, it helps us as far as our multiplicity on offense.
George, not only do you have a new quarterback coming in this year, you brought in two veteran receivers, guys who've been around the block but haven't played in this system. Is it a complication when you got both ends of the pitch and catch team having to learn together, or is that sometimes maybe they're learning together is actually a benefit?
Well, there's each year is a new year, and with new players, we approach it whether they're returning players. For example, at the tight end position, we had a lot of returning players. And at the receiver position, we have some new players. So we approach it the same way. We start from square one, and we build from there. You know, you can watch a game tape and have an idea how a certain player plays, and then when you get them out there at practice and you're repping 60 team plays, you have a better idea. And then hopefully by the end of training camp, which is our goal offensively, is to maximize what they're doing well and then put them in that spot.
How will you divide up the playing time for those quarterbacks?
As far as this weekend? I mean, we'll talk about that as a staff, and then we'll just make our decision based on, you know, what we need to see out of them.
How about your first unit?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, what we go into the game each game. We talk about it a couple of days before the game, and we're going to go ahead. And right now we're in training camp mode, okay, even though we're preparing for New Orleans. But once we get to our preseason, you know, game plan as far as what we're going to do for New Orleans, then we'll decide how much or what we need to see out of them. And then once we get it, then we'll just go from there. I want to see execution off up front. I think, you know, from a line standpoint, we want to come out and make sure assignment's sound. There's no negative runs in the passing game. We protect who we need to up front, and then we deliver the ball to, you know, who the open receiver is. Trying to stay on schedule. I mean, that's always a goal. We don't want to be first and long or second and long because of a penalty or a negative play. And, you know, just not to look in the rearview mirror, but those are some of the things we saw last week. and then, you know, offensively, we want to run a lot of plays because from a coaching standpoint, we're still in the evaluation mode. You know, the team hasn't been determined, so we still have a couple more games left, and we're evaluating how they do out in the game.
George, what have you seen from Jalen Strong? Obviously, rookie receivers, they have some growing pains. It's mm-hmm. a lot for them to take in. How is he coming along, and what would you like to see even more from him?
Yeah, well, you know, he had his issues in the spring as far as getting out there, and I'll say this, he's been out there every day in the fall. He showed up in shape, and he's improved daily. You know, a route runner and a receiver in this offense, it can be overbearing at times. And I, not to mention just some of the adjustments, the alignments, and then the route trees that those players have, along with just being a rookie, I think has really jumped on them quickly. Now, 21 days into camp, we see some improvement, and we've seen him make plays. Yesterday was probably one of his better days, so that's encouraging.
How concerned are you about the play of the offensive line? You said there's been some inconsistency. What do you expect to see?
Yeah, I just think that every offensive unit goes how your offensive line goes, and that's really the strength of our team. We have a lot of returners there. We have one new starter at guard. We have a guard that's now a center. So those are the type of things that, you just like to be as consistent as possible there. So in the running game and the passing game, we give everybody a shot to get positive yards.
If Xavier – Bill said yesterday Xavier expected to be back for next preseason game. If he's not there, can Jeff Adam do the job for you? You're confident in this guy?
Well,
he's versatile, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, with Xavier, when he's out there, we'll see what it looks like. So when he gets out there, then we'll see how he does. With Jeff, he's been out there every day. He's been here the whole offseason. Put in a lot of time. I like the way he thinks. They communicate well, and he's done a good job for us this training camp.
George, Derek Newton seems like a guy that kind of flies under the radar a little bit, but he has emerged as a very important and versatile guy for you all. What have you seen from him over the past year? And obviously, you rewarded him with the contract. What do you see from him?
Right. Well, we got him back here for a reason, and he's been playing some tackle for us. We've put him in there at guard with some of the things that we've had situationally. We put him over a left tackle, and haven't heard one gripe from him. And he has a coach me coach attitude. And even though we coach that position, that whole group, Mike Devlin does a great job and coaches them hard. He's come to work every day, and I couldn't ask any more from Derek this preseason.
George, what was the Warrior doing well when he began there 9-3? And what was he not doing well when he finished 1-3 and was benched?
Yeah, well, that was last year. And, John, just kind of going off of, like, what I've seen from him this year is this guy's a competitor. Sometimes maybe too much in some of his chances he takes just, as far as our liking. But we love the way he commands the huddle. We love the way he gets that group going. The two-minute situations and some of the critical situations, got to have it situations that we put him in practice, he's done a great job with. He's succeeded. We've given him, here's a ball at the 10-yard line. There's 2 seconds left. I mean, it's not like we're giving him cupcake situations. So he's taken it, and he's run with it. And I imagine that's kind of how he's been. I know I've only been with him a couple years, but, one here and in a previous stop, but that's kind of how he's been since I've known him.
How do you work on the tendency to take too many chances?
Well, I think coaching-wise, we can control it. I think that's the first thing. And then the teaching tool is the video, and we do things as a unit. And so if it's a negative play that affects the unit, then everybody knows that. And so that's the way we put pressure on that position.
Have you guys considered the little camera that Savage has for the older guys? Is that something that would help them?
Yeah, I mean, any tool that we can have for them. There's certain things that I'm looking with Tom with that. So sort of a level of progression in the teaching. And we're doing that not only for our own, like, self-evaluation, but also just kind of where his eyes are exactly, when he has those glasses on. I know he doesn't like them on.